it's definitely a deeply relaxing feeling that has these pleasurable brain tingles. But it's also bizarre because of how it's stimulated. And you may be familiar with these ASMR videos, which have just almost taken over YouTube. And in these videos, there's people that are pretending to be clinicians, or they're pretending to be a hairdresser, and they're interacting with the camera in a way that makes it seem like you're having this experience.
And I'm just gonna hop in your hair so I can cut the bottom first.
And what they're doing in those videos is they're mimicking personal moments of caring attention, like something you'd receive at a spa, or even that kind of attention that Bob Ross would give the camera while he was painting his Joy of Painting paintings.
There we go. Okay, let's just put a happy little mountain, something about like that. And let's paint several little happy trees and push. Look at there.
You mentioned in your book that a lot of people experience this by accident. How did you discover this?
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast, and the episode was about ASMR. And so I was about to turn the episode off and not listen because it just sounded like something that was made up. But then they gave this example of people who watch Bob Ross's Joy of Painting TV show. When they watch it, they get deeply relaxed.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the 29th Joy of Painting series.
And that made me realize that I remember being a kid, coming home from school, I'd turn on Bob Ross, I'd put down a floor pillow, and he would just turn my brain into this blissful state with these head tingles.
It wasn't just the things he said, it was the way he said them.
Right, right. It's his whole disposition. Your brain is interpreting everything he's doing as that he is a very kind individual who's trying to help you somehow. And your brain experiences all that as you're in a safe situation with someone trying to help you.
We wash our brushes with odorless thinner, shake them off, and just beat the devil out of them.
What are some of the most popular triggers for people to experience ASMR?
From most research studies where they asked participants, you know, what is your favorite or what is your strongest trigger? The most commonly reported trigger is whispering.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky.
People love whispering.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Kimberly Daggy.
And what our initial studies are showing is that it's actually light touch might be the strongest trigger, which also makes sense because we are very picky and choosy about who touches us. And so that has to be a trusting situation.
So it's not just audio then, it's touch. You talk about scenario is another one in your book.
Yeah, there's clearly audio triggers there, just listening to people whisper, listening to people crinkle and tap. There's visual triggers, slow movements, a little tilt of the head, authentic and genuine smiles. All those kind of participate in the ASMR experience.
Oh, that's interesting. Smiles. Yeah, I never thought about that before, but you're right. When you see a smile, there is this feeling you get when you see that.
Yeah, and it has to be genuine. Because if your brain doesn't process the smile as genuine, we have a word for that, and it's creepy.
What is your favorite ASMR?
I like whispering. I find whispering the most soothing. And because I mostly use ASMR to help me fall asleep, that one works the best for me because of when I use it. So what I'll do is I'll put on an ASMR podcast, and I love ones that have whispering. And it doesn't even matter what language the whispering's in, because it's not what they're saying. It's the sound of someone whispering. So there's one podcast I listen to. It's in Korean language. And I have no idea what they're whispering about, but I'll put that on, and it just turns my brain to fuzz, and I just fall asleep much easier that way.
If you had to choose the most important effect that ASMR can have on people, what would you choose?
It's relaxation. And we see that in our research studies. We see that in other published research studies. And so the benefit of that is de-stressing.
Well, Dr. Richard, I really appreciate this. I think I'm going to go watch some Bob Ross videos right now.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you so much, Dr. Craig Richard. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Chris.
Don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
Let's go over to the canvas here and let's get started.
I believe in
every day's a good day when you paint. I believe, it'll bring a lot of good thoughts to your heart.
Yeah, then let's wash your old brush. Give him a shake. And just beat the devil out of him.